Let's go to Wyoming now, where Liz Cheney's career in Congress hangs in the balance. The state's primary election is on Tuesday, and the latest polling does not look good for the incumbent. Cheney has angered many conservatives in Wyoming for taking a stand against Donald Trump and his role in the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd is at Wyoming Public Radio, and he joins us now. Peter, hi.
Hey, Jane.
So the news seems to be getting worse for Liz Cheney. A new poll from the University of Wyoming out just yesterday shows she is trailing her opponent, Harriet Hageman, by nearly 30 points. Give us the latest there on the ground in Wyoming.
Well, you know what? It looks very, very bad for Liz Cheney, to be honest. And I think there's a couple of things to remember here. Number one, no state supported Donald Trump more in 2020 than Wyoming did. 70% of the vote went to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, Donald Trump is never going to forget that Liz Cheney voted to impeach him after January 6th, or that she's played this marquee role in the January 6th committee investigation. And none of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump has been as consistently outspoken against him as Liz Cheney. I mean, just recently she got her dad, Dick Cheney, the former vice president, to cut an ad calling Trump a coward. And when you talk with people in Wyoming, with voters, they'll tell you that it is exactly that antagonism. That's why she's doing so poorly. Many people have told me that they voted for Liz Cheney many times over the years, but they will never do so again. University of Wyoming political scientist Jim King says he has never seen anything like it before.
Not in Wyoming, certainly not in my time. We've had situations where an incumbent lost a nomination, but you've got to go back more than 50 years in a totally different era in campaigning.
A different era indeed, Peter. As you say, Donald Trump is no fan of Liz Cheney. And back in September, he endorsed Harriet Hageman in this race. Who is she and what kind of campaign is she running?
Harriet Hageman is a lawyer. She grew up on a ranch outside a really small town in eastern Wyoming. A few years ago, she ran an unsuccessful campaign for governor. And the sense here is that it gave her good experience running a statewide campaign. And the truth is, Harriet Hageman does travel the state a lot. You know, you'll often hear her say on campaign stops, "I've put something like 37,000 miles on the road in Wyoming, and where is Liz Cheney?" Well, Liz Cheney's in Washington. So Harriet Hageman tries to paint Cheney as someone who's really distracted. Now, to be fair, it's true that Liz Cheney hasn't been able to campaign in the way that Harriet Hageman has, but that's because she's been busy with the January 6th committee. She's also, frankly, faces security threats, unlike Harriet Hageman, so it's hard for her to travel the state. Most importantly, though, Jane, I think it's worth saying that Harriet Hageman is 100% behind Donald Trump and behind his theories on the 2020 election. Here she is at a recent candidate forum.
"Absolutely, the election was rigged. It was rigged to make sure that President Trump could not get reelected. Do I think that Joe Biden's the president? Absolutely, and he is the president because he's destroyed everything he's touched."
And Jane, I want to give you just a quick anecdote here. I went to Hageman's hometown yesterday called Fort Laramie, met her brother who owns a shop there. And when I asked him for an interview, he said, "Well, I'm going to have to call and get permission from my sister." So he did. He called her up. They were on speakerphone. I heard her clearly say, "Don't do it. There's no reason to talk with this reporter." Mm. And so he didn't. And I think that's worth pointing out because Harriet Hageman's campaign has been very resistant to talk to the media.
Peter, you have some experience living and working in Wyoming as a reporter there at Wyoming Public Radio. As you say, Wyoming is one of the most conservative states in the country. Tell us what you've noticed as you've been back in Wyoming reporting there again.
One thing I've noticed is that the wind still blows really, really hard.
It's dry and crisp, though. It's dry and crisp.
And you know, also, the distance between the towns hasn't gotten any shorter. But it's worth pointing out, again, this is a very conservative place. Like a lot of the U.S., Wyoming, of course, has seen the Republican Party shift far to the right. So that's no surprise. But I think it has also exposed rifts in Wyoming, because 70% or more of the state identifies as Republican, it has really exposed fights within the Republican Party, within the family, that are particularly painful here.
And what about Democrats, Peter? Cheney's campaign has been reaching out to Democrats, telling them how to vote for her in the Republican primary. Are there signs that that's happening, and could it help?
This is such a hornet's nest in the state. You can switch party affiliation in Wyoming up until Election Day. It is completely legal, and Cheney is, in fact, showing Democrats how to do it. And it is happening. Here's Marla Baker from an ag town called Torrington.
"As a Democrat, you are a non-entity in Wyoming. And to get what we need, we're going to have to play the system."
Do you think your vote will make a difference?
I don't know if it will, but at least I voted with my conscience and I feel good about what I did.
The question is whether it'll make a difference. University of Wyoming pollsters say about 20,000 Democrats might switch over in this race, which is a pretty significant chunk of the Democrats in Wyoming. But when I spoke to the Democratic Party here, they say, yeah, this is happening, but the fact is we just don't have the numbers to put a finger on the scale.
Well, a lot of interest in Liz Cheney's race and her political future. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd is in Laramie, Wyoming. Peter, you've been traveling the state. We'll hear more from you on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you.